Did a demon lizard person eat your cat?
It is a succubus sucking the life out of you.
Lucky you. Oink.
Rita, the script.
Fine. Does nobody believe when you tell them that you saw a thing that looked like a melted scrotum with teeth, eat your doctor's brain, and then become her?
Then, person watching this video on your social media platform of choice, the algorithm has made you today's lucky winner.
The veil between dimensions is thin, and hell creatures are slipping into our world. But, like, don't stress. We've totally got it under control.
Give us a call, and we'll help rid you of whatever infernal beast is making your life a living hell.
18 and older, please. I will be participating in use of mature themes, drug use, sexual content, and some harsh g***ing language.
Rita!
What? So if a demon's got you down, give us a call at 555-420-FART.
That's not our number. Don't call that. It's nothing.
Previously on today's Lucky Winner.
Dawn, have you discovered the gift I gave you? You're gonna need it.
We know your secret, Kyle.
Oh my god. How'd you figure out that I'm deaf?
What?
What the fuck?
So I really do have a dad?
Yep, I'm your dad. The imbalance was so severe, the layer between dimensions started to crack.
So whatever Carmilla is doing is going to make that happen again, huh?
It will be worse. They will balance themselves and it will be hell on Earth.
Four energy vampires sat in front of laptops at the table. The two laptops that Sunny could see from where she stood were logged into the Voyeur site. They weren't logged into their own Voyeur accounts, but rather she was seeing them watch a human user of the site scroll through their feed in real time. The vampires spoke as they stared at the screens. As they spoke, arcane symbols scrolled across those small black windows.
Can you believe she's having her third baby? Why can't you even have one?
What the heck was that?
Tell me where the rift is.
Why? Why does it matter? I promise I won't hurt anybody.
Someone called us because they saw you eat their doctor's brain right in this office.
That's hearsay.
You look like Dr. Wallace now.
Okay. She was a hot doctor. Why wouldn't I mimic her?
Well, I get that. My girlfriend is a hot doctor.
Nice. See? You get it. I'm not doing anything wrong.
We literally just walked in on you eating a brain.
Part of a brain. I'm pretending to be this neurosurgeon so I can just steal the little bits of brain tumor and stuff she removes. They taste like shit, but it's better than starving or being hunted.
That's it. You've left me no choice.
Oh, dude. You done fucked up.
What? Because she's putting on driving gloves?
She's an artificer, you overgrown scroat. What do you think those gloves do?
No, I don't know. No, I swear. There have been small rifts opening up all over Dallas. Why does it matter if I tell you where I slipped in?
Because the more of them that open, the faster things rip open completely, and both dimensions become one. I need to close them to buy us more time. We thought we had 6 months to figure things out before Telemaraid would be released, to figure out how to prevent exactly this. That was 2 months ago, and it seems like more rifts keep opening up all the time. So far, they've all been small. I want to know where the fuck there's a rift big enough to let you through.
Listen, if other demons find out I told you about a rift, they'll kill me. I don't want to...
With her fingerless gloves on, Dawn punched the mimic demon once more. With this punch, her hand made an unsettling squelch sound as the demon was punched out of their neurosurgeon disguise and back into their fleshy demon form.
Cool! You punched them out of hot Dr. Moe and back into a giant hairy lump of silly putty.
Yeah, and I'm gonna keep mega-punching them with these gloves that give me +2 to my damage roll if they don't tell me what I want to know. What happens if I punch you this hard in your original form?
Okay, fine. It's in White Rock Park. You know the part of the trail where there's that statue of the unreasonably attractive shirtless construction worker?
No.
Of course.
I came through a rift in that old, out-of-use building by the picnic table there.
Dr. Wallace was taking a breather from her jog at one of the tables when I ate her brain.
You know exactly where that is, Rita?
Yep.
So, we're done now? I can go?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Quicker than the mimic demon could move, Dawn pulled a small pistol with a mother-of-pearl handle from what seemed like nowhere. It had the words El Bicho engraved on the barrel, in cursive.
We're done here, and you can go to hell.
Dawn and Rita went to the spot in White Rock Park that the demon described, and Dawn used a mending tool her uncle Nate helped her build to close the rift. After arriving back home and showering the mimic demon out of her hair, Dawn called a family meeting at the dining room table. She pulled out her whiteboard, and Sunny and Rita sat across from her.
Where's Kyle?
I don't know, actually. He's been kind of depressed. I imagine he's just chilling in the dreamscape.
Oh, yeah. Have you changed much about how you act in the dreamscape, now that you know that's basically your dad's pocket dimension?
Oh, not at all. Apparently, he uses it similarly. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the Kyle. We basically just agreed not to pop into each other's rooms without warning.
Can you try to reach out to him when you sleep tonight? He really hasn't been helping these past 2 months. We're running out of time, and I don't understand why he won't help.
He helped? He gave you all of those DMV training videos about the different kinds of demons.
They're VHS. The afterlife uses VHS. How am I supposed to look up anything in a hurry?
How has your attempt at digitizing been going?
Slowly. I'm really sorry, Sunny. I know you probably want your garage back.
That's fine. You've already put quite a dent in them.
He only gave her what could fit in the garage.
Excuse me?
Yeah, there's more.
A lot more?
Like... 3 more garage fools more, if I understood him correctly.
Oh, hell no. I'm patient, but I'm not that patient. You need to find your dad tonight and ask him why the fuck he hasn't been helping us.
Exactly. We've been trying to balance the demonic energy that has been coming through these rifts, but it seems like there's more and more coming through all the time. The ad we put up online mostly gets joke calls, but we've gotten a few too many legit ones lately for my liking.
And... it's like we're stuck on a sinking boat, and we're trying to stick our fingers in holes to keep it from sinking. It's unsustainable.
Sticking fingers in holes is one of my favorite things, though.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I could show you.
Y'all!
Fine! I'll go see if I can track my dad down tonight and see what the fuck he's up to. But you're coming with me, Dawn.
Why?
Carmilla!
She hasn't snuck into your dreamscape since she slit your throat. I think she's largely unconcerned about us at the moment. That's part of why we need Kyle to get his shit together. I can't do more to stop Carmilla while I'm running around town trying to close the smaller rifts and kill demon critters.
Please, it's so spooky going in there without you.
No, I never sleep well when I end up in your dreamscape. I don't think I actually sleep those nights. From what Kyle explained, he gave me a little of his power when he killed me as his gift. Having access to the dreamscape and ordering Sunny that one time are all part of my necromancy abilities, which he won't teach me about. I'll send you in there with El Bicho. That way, you can protect yourself.
You still think it's funny that her mom's magic pistol is slang for penis?
Peebus pistol.
Do we have an agreement?
Yeah, fine. I'll take your little Bengus blaster into the dreamscape and I'll talk to my dad.
And what are you supposed to talk to him about?
Why he no help.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what you want to know, isn't it?
Are you going to ask any follow-up questions?
Probably, but I don't think you'll care about us discussing the new episode of Great British Bake Off together. Regina made a fool of herself this last episode with her mille fois. You wouldn't believe the texture on her.
Oh, goddammit. I'll just go into the dreamscape with you tonight. Take El Bicho, do whatever deviant shit you want to do. Just help me find your dad first and I'll talk to him. I'll come bang on whatever door you're banging behind when I'm done so you can go talk about cookies with your dad.
Yay! My performed incompetence has gotten me out of yet another responsibility. And also, it's It's a British show. They don't do cookies. Don't you know?
Babe, Dawn's been burning the candle at both ends the past 2 months. She really needs some quality sleep.
You want some drugs? I could put you to sleep, or I could make sure you feel like you'll never need sleep again.
No, I'm not getting high right now.
You want to get so high that you can hear the narrator that describes our exploits?
What?
I had a religious experience with some drugs and takeout in the bathtub a little while ago.
She had auditory hallucinations from mixing ketamine with about a half a dozen other things. When she made the plumbing go kerfucky.
Ugh, yeah, that was gross.
Baby, do you still have your Adderall?
Nope. Y'all keep making me take it, so I'll focus and be helpful, and now I'm all out.
I'll be fine, Sunny. I'll talk to Kyle tonight, and I'll make sure I get plenty of sleep tomorrow. We're all caught up on all the legit calls we've gotten about demon stuff so far.
I'm gonna hold you to that, as a doctor and your friend. So, what's the briefing about, boss?
Right. Since the initial attack of that couple by Lake Tawakoni 2 months ago, there have been several possible demon-related incidences. We don't yet have a way to track where the rifts are popping up, but at least Uncle Nate has helped me put together a good way to close them when we do find them.
And what are the dots on this map showing us?
Green dots are confirmed rifts with demon sightings. Yellow are confirmed demon sightings and no rift. And red are tips we've gotten that could be fake but have enough seeming credible details to it that we can't ignore them.
Awful lot of red on that map.
Yeah, it would be a lot easier to keep track of things if most DFW wasn't in a complete denial about all of this demonic activity. I saw something on the news that was somehow blaming the new wind turbines at the energy farm in Sugarland for the ultra-aggressive coyotes that have made their way to the city.
They think that the couple who was shredded to ribbons and their car demolished were killed by coyotes?
I think they're in denial of the supernatural, but they still want to talk shit all over renewable energy. Anyway, most folks are finding some way to explain away these phenomena, and we are only three people. I can't get confirmation on most of these tips, and digitize the DMV stuff to help me figure out what kind of hell beasties we're working with.
Can we go to that bar arcade soon?
No, focus.
Have we figured out why the smaller rifts between dimensions have started opening early?
Nothing has been confirmed, but my suspicion is that Carmilla is probably testing Telemarade on a hell of a lot more people than she's revealed to the public. There's also the fact that the energy vampire app Voyeur started another phase of their app release program.
Ew, little buddy!
Hold on. They've started a waitlist of people who want the app. They're getting these big influencers to offer exclusive content on the app, and people are signing up ahead of even getting the app or seeing how it works.
Donnie, it's just, see, you gotta...
Oh my god! I'm so tired. Let me finish info dumping. Whatever it is can wait. I need more info, but it can't be a coincidence. I think there's more than one culprit responsible for the position we find ourselves in right now.
I know Dax has the app for the bar, right? Could you borrow their login info to avoid having to get the app yourself?
Buddy, it literally cannot wait!
I said hold on! Already thought about that. I messaged them, but something seemed off.
What do you mean?
I don't know. They gave a lot of one-word responses, and then they left me on read when I asked if they wanted to get together soon so I could dig around on their account with their supervision, and maybe we could play some games to get takeout.
That's weird. That's not like them at all.
I know. I just don't have the social spoons to try to translate whatever that means in holistic at the moment. I'll check back in with them later. Okay. Rita, what was so important you couldn't help but interrupt me?
You've got a chunk of Dr. Mimic Demon hanging off your nose. I think you must have inhaled them a little earlier when you shot... Commercial break. Hey, little buddies, don't skip this ad break. Don't do it. You'll regret it. That's not a threat, it's just factual. You will regret skipping. I usually like to leave stuff like this for the very end of the show for most episodes because I don't want to interrupt the action, but this was too important to risk y'all missing by turning off the episode early. That's right, I know you do that.
Anyway, we've had lots of folks asking for ways to support us since last season, and now we have a Patreon. I'm really excited about it, so I'm going to tell you what the Patreon includes real fast, and you can go visit it after the episode. So we've got four different tiers for our Patreon, ranging from $1 a month to $10 a month. If you're short on monies, but you want to help us out, there's the Buy Kyle a Cold Brew level for $1. For $1 a month, it's no bells and whistles, just my eternal gratitude and points toward a cool heavenly dimension. Think of it as you just giving us 50 cents every episode, which would be pretty cool. The next level, at $3 a month, is the Butthole Bear tier, and that's where the fun stuff starts. At this level, you get access to the Today's Lucky Winner Discord server, which is now up and running. That's a place where you can hang with the community, get the Butthole Bear Discord role, and just suffer an endless stream of memes and shit from me and the rest of the cast. The next tier, at $5 a month, gets you the Arita's Little Buddy tier. You get Discord access, like the previous one, and this time you get the Discord role of Lil Buddy. This role gets you access to some cool cast content, like monthly AMAs. You get exclusive downloads of all the original music that Sean writes for the show, including the holiday special hit, Jingle Bell Cock. And you get access to the unedited recording session videos we do. I try to get the whole cast together over Zoom to record, and now you'll get to see whatever nonsense we get up to in a recording session. If you liked the blooper reel bonus we did last season, this is going to be right up your alley. You'll get to see cute stuff, like my sweet Violet struggle with trying to say bussy without laughing. The next tier is $10 a month, and that's the Lucky Winner tier. This includes everything in the previous tiers and some more really cool shit. You'll get the Discord role of Lucky Winner, which will give you access to the exclusive cast live streams we'll be doing. It's going to be stuff like watch Violet try to do a speedrun of Dark Souls. Watch me struggle with basic math while me, Violet, and James play Magic the Gathering. Watch some of us play D&D. Or, I don't know, hang with me for a little break while I crochet and I'll info dump about Star Trek or cults or something. I don't know. You get the idea. This role also includes a special 20% off coupon for any forthcoming merch, which is not live yet. The merch is forthcoming, like very close to coming. Like our merch is edging. But we'll bug you again when merch is live. So now that I have irreparably fucked up the flow of the episode, please visit the Patreon link in the episode description. We've all been doing this out of our own pockets, and helping us pay for this stuff takes care of things like hosting fees and equipment and the crushing burden of having to exist under capitalism. Thanks, y'all. Back to the show.
At this point, Dawn had grown accustomed to falling asleep and finding herself in the dreamscape. Learning why she could pop into the dreamscape gave her more of a sense of control when she arrived there. Well, that and bringing Caproncita. She opened her eyes and looked down the infinite hallway.
Rita, are you here already? Rita! Nope, I'm not doing it this time. I am not walking into half a dozen porn parodies to find her again. Okay, you know what? I'm apparently a necromancer. This is Death's Dimension.
After Dawn's command, red lights and an alarm blasted from a door farther down the hall.
Jesus, tit-sucking Christ, this is a sensory hell. Rita! I know you're here! Just come out so this alarm stops! This is worse than a porn parody! Tantamount to an ableist hate crime. It's both an auditory and visual nightmare.
After the alarm stopped and Dawn got her bearings, she noticed that the door had cracked itself open. Stepping inside, she found herself in a public park watching some 20-somethings in early 90s attire.
Rita? College sure is great. Junior year is gonna be a blast.
Tell me about it, Kiki. Art school is definitely going to be worth all these student loans. I'm sure I'll have no problem finding a job that pays a living wage. People value art. They're going to appreciate all the hard work I've put into owning my skills.
What is happening?
I guess so, Tina. It's just sure hard to balance being a power bottom while finishing my degree.
Oh no! The Cummy Patrol!
Hey-ya! We got this, gang!
I don't know. How can I defeat the Cummies while I'm fighting Sally Mae?
No. Their clothes are color coordinated. I know what this is, Rita!
A sharp jump in the cinematography of the parody took Dawn to a moon base, where a gaudily dressed Rita in an absurd hat looked at the Earth through a telescope. She was surrounded by an assortment of people in low-budget monster costumes.
Did somebody say my name? Yes, cry harder, babies. Life only gets more difficult. Well, they're distracted with student loans, and I've got help from my new friend, Ian Jizz. Now's my chance to defeat Hardon of Tindar and finally become the supreme power bottom!
No! I'm not doing this!
Now that you've released me from that yoni egg that Hardon trapped me in for 69 years, we can finally summon a monster fearsome enough to defeat Hardon's pitiful gang of bottoms.
Rita!
Let's see how they handle this. Make my penomorph grow!
Bursting forth from the ground, Dawn saw a 30-foot-tall alien dildo with legs and a mouth appear in the public park.
Abso-fucking-lutely not!
Whoa! I don't know if I can take that!
We can take it if we all work together! It's bottoming time!
No! Rita! No!
Boo! You can just stop my dreamscape stuff now.
I guess. That's gonna come in handy.
I hate it. Nobody was even gonna have sex in this one. I'm working on my pitch to Saban for a series geared toward adults.
It was entirely derivative and nonsensical. There wasn't an ounce of originality. You barely changed names. It was lazy writing.
Wow, that was kind of mean.
It wasn't mean, it was true. Help me find your dad. Once you've helped me find Kyle, you can have them form the Megadong or whatever and defeat the giant dildo through the power of friendship. Yay.
Bone-R.
What?
The monster's name is Bone-R.
Yeah, of course it is. How original. Come on! Are you gonna take off that weird hat?
No, it makes me feel important.
Yeah, sure. Guess it's not hurting anyone.
Dawn and Rita made their way down the hall. Dawn looked intently at each door, while Rita looked to be sniffing the air like a bloodhound.
What are you doing?
I'm finding Kyle.
My smell?
It's a hot or colder thing. The more it smells like coffee and artisanal sandwiches, the closer we are to my pops.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense, yeah.
Dawn began to sniff the air too, finding that Rita was right. The farther they went down the hall, the stronger the coffee and panini smell got. As she looked around, she noticed the doors to the infinite hallway had all started to match. It was like they were in a never-ending hallway to an apartment building.
All right, so it looks like we're in Dad's neck of the woods.
Down here, I hear crying, and I'm pretty sure that's your dad. Here, it's this door. Jeez, what should we do? Do you want to go in there and talk to him? I really needed to, but it sounds like tonight may not be a good night.
Oh, the crying? Oh, that's nothing new. He's been doing that nearly every night since I found out the dreamscape was his pocket dimension.
What? Why wouldn't you mention that death has been depressed and crying in his room every night?
IDK? I asked him what was up and he told me it wasn't a big deal and not to worry about him. He'd be fine. Then he poofed us into an old arcade and we played through Turtles in Time together. We had unlimited quarters. It was great. But yeah, he said he was fine.
He clearly was lying. And he poofed you into the arcade so you'd stop asking him questions.
Oh. That does That does make sense, yeah.
You go talk to him.
No, I already tried.
Try again.
No, I wasn't immediately good at it, so I have no interest in trying again. I gotta go.
No, no, you go in there.
Oh, no. Do you hear that? I think I hear an incredibly tall, sexy lady knight in a suit of armor calling my name from the sexy Ren Fair room.
What? I don't hear.
Oh, Lady Rita, where have you gone? I have a long sword that needs to be sheathed.
Oh, you hear her?
She comes from your brain. You made her. Don't you even...
Coming, Madam Railington. I have it somewhere thou mightst sheath thine sword.
No, no, you don't. Do not... Fuck.
Dawn stared at the door in front of her. It was a puke-green apartment door. It held old, peeling black apartment number stickers that read 26. Kyle's crying hadn't stopped. Dawn knew she had no other choice.
Rita?
No, it's Dawn. I'm sorry to bother you, but I wanted to talk.
Now's not a great time, Dawn.
Listen, I could clearly hear you're not doing great, but I'm literally trying to save the world, and you, so maybe you could open the fucking door and give me 5 minutes of your time. You have been zero help these past 2 months, and I'm through being nice.
Wow. That was rude. Well, you know what?
What?
You sound just like your mom.
Cool. Now we've both been rude. Are we even? Can I come in?
Fine. Fine. Make yourself at home.
As Dawn walked into the apartment, she saw something she never expected. Kyle's apartment was messy as hell. Dawn knew what it was like to not have the executive function to keep a place clean. She wasn't judging. Hers used to get like that when she was in autistic burnout, but what was up with Kyle? Death himself that had taken so many of his spoons.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't had time to clean.
Don't you just do that with your mind?
Yeah. My mind is kind of busy. There's an apocalypse, and I'm death.
Is that why you were sobbing?
Sobbing is a strong word.
Sobbing was me trying to be gentle. You were weeping, dude.
I was not.
Were too. You were weeping like the wife of a sea captain who was just told his boat sank while ice fishing.
Fine. Okay. I may have been crying.
Yeah, no shit. Does your crying have anything to do with why you've not been helping us?
No.
Liar. Does it have to do with why you distracted Rita with Ninja Turtles so she'd stop asking questions?
Listen. I just...
Does it have to do with why Sunny's garage is full of a bunch of VHS cassettes of DMV information in lieu of you actually popping in to help us?
You could have called.
And wasted a month and a half making a you summoning potion? No. Has Rita not mentioned that I needed to talk to you?
She may have said something once or twice.
Yeah, probably a lot more than that.
I've been preoccupied.
I didn't come here to yell at you, but I can tell you're being evasive and it is pissing me off.
You're starting to piss me off.
I'm the last person that your scary death voice is going to work on. You literally killed me, and I may end up in hell on Earth. And you need me. I have nothing to lose.
Fine. Oh, fine. I haven't been helping you. Oh, because I don't know if I want you to succeed.
You'll cease to exist if I fail.
I know. And that would fucking suck. That's in the cons column on the list I made of reasons not to help you.
What the fuck is in the pro column of letting hell open up into Earth?
One thing! Okay, one big thing!
How big could it be?
Maybe Rita won't die!
What? What do you mean?
Oh, no, no. Even though the holes between the dimensions started opening early, there are some timelines where you stop. Oh, stop it from happening completely. Just a handful of times.
And in those timelines?
Rita dies.
Well, it can't be all of them.
Every single one. My Rita dies.
Hey y'all, it's Brianne. We're back. Yay! I hope you dug episode one. We're super jazzed about Autumn joining us as Dawn, and I can't wait for you to hear some of her delivery on upcoming episode. She kills it every fucking time. I'm also pumped about the reworked theme music Sean did for this season. I've had that sweet stanky bass line stuck in my head. If you join the $5 tier on our Patreon, too, we're posting files of all the original music Sean does for the show, including this new full theme. We're going to update that with any new music he makes for the show as it releases. So that would be a really fun tier if you dig Sean's music. Also, make sure you check out the episode details to see everyone's social media handles, where you can find the show on social media, and you can check out the link to our Patreon. If you want to help us out, but you can't spare the Patreon membership, which I totally understand, I really do, you can share about the show on social media and tell a friend. Y'all doing this last season is entirely why we've grown big enough to warrant a Patreon in the first place, and it's how new people hear about the show. We don't pay for ads, so y'all help us out immensely when you talk about the show online. Make sure you subscribe on whatever podcatcher you use so you can stay up to date with new episodes. And if the app you use has a rating or review option, drop us a cute little review to let people know what kind of show they're getting into. It helps us out so much. We're going to be back again with the next episode on February 1st. And thanks for loving season one enough for season two to even happen. When I wrote season one, I didn't expect anyone to listen, let alone give a shit. So it's really cool that I get to do another season of this thing. And I'm very grateful, like, for each and every one of you who listen. And yeah, until next time, little buddies, try not to die.